This is the Texas Standard.
You know that saying about the weather in Texas, if you don't like it, wait 5 minutes. Here's a modified maxim for Texas politics. If you don't like where things are going, don't blink, because they could turn on a dime. It was only a few months back. As lawmakers were gathering at the Capitol, the leader of the Senate, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, was announcing his priorities. Among them, a bill that would prevent transgender persons from using the bathrooms matching their gender identity, and another which would provide what he called school choice, what opponents call school vouchers on steroids. And so what have we seen since then? An avalanche of coverage and reaction from Texans pro and con. But a funny thing happened as the spotlight shifted from the Senate to the House for Thursday's all-night session on the budget. Fearing that the House would ignore his priorities, Dan Patrick demanded up or down votes, and the House gave him just what he asked for. Here's where you're not supposed to blink, okay? Veteran political reporter R.G. Ratcliffe writes for Texas Monthly that up until last week, the center of gravity for the 85th legislature was the Senate and the Tea Party Social Conservatives. But late last week, the House changed that dynamic, and Patrick saw his juggernaut run out of gas. R.G., welcome.
Well, thank you for having me on.
You write that Lieutenant Governor Patrick got rolled. How so?
Well, essentially, his agenda, he had 25 items in this agenda for the session, and two of the big ones were his so-called bathroom bill, and the other one was a private school voucher program for parental savings accounts is what they were calling them. But essentially, they were just a flow-through of state money to parents who wanted to put their kids in private schools. And the House had a budget item where they blocked any expenditures for a voucher or anything that looked like a voucher. And they did it so overwhelmingly that, well, as Yogi Berra used to say, it ain't over till it's over. But in this particular case, there's really very little way to see how Dan Patrick brings his voucher program back to life in this session.
Let me ask you something, because you're focusing there on the voucher program, and yet you think about how much it seemed that the Texas media was focused on the bathroom bill, which also, it appears, got shot down by the House. Too much attention focused on the wrong thing, or was that a diversionary tactic, or what do you think's going on there?
Well, I think, you know, partly the bathroom bill largely was a substitute for gay marriage. When the social conservatives lost gay marriage as an issue to stir up their base with the decision of the Supreme Court, they had to look for some other way to do it. And the bathroom bill was very effective in defeating the Houston Equal Rights Ordinance in an election. And so it became kind of a movement for them, and it was enhanced when the Obama administration said that public schools have to accommodate transgender students. And so it looked like it was going to be just a really good social conservative push for them, but the problem was there was such a downside amongst corporations who didn't want to look like they were moving to a state that was prejudiced, that they have to hire people who are LGBT, and then you also had major sports events saying we're not going to have playoff games in Texas if you do this. And it was very important to House Speaker Joe Strauss, because the NCAA Final Four for 2018 is supposed to be in San Antonio, hometown.
Right.
And essentially, you know, it wasn't that the media was misplaced in looking at that, but there probably was a little too much emphasis on it. But part of that came from the fact that it was the only game around for a month and a half.
By the sound of it, the House has rejected the Tea Party agenda. Is that curtains for the Tea Party, do you think, RG?
I don't think so, because, I mean, they still have a lot of power in the Republican primary. You also, in this voucher vote, you had a lot of rural Republicans who were very conservative, maybe even Tea Party people who voted against it, because there's just not that many private schools in rural Texas.
Let me put it another way then. A power shift in Texas or no?
It's possible. The old traditional Republicans have been looking for a way to take their party back. You know, they're the old business Republicans, and this may give them the impetus to look for ways to defeat some of those hardcore social conservatives.
R.G. Ratcliffe writes for Texas Monthly. We'll link to his piece, The House Mug Dan Patrick, at our own website, texasstandard.org. R.G., thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me, and keep reading.